Chicken nuggets made from animal cells grown in a lab could soon be on sale in Singapore. Yeah, that's right. Meat created in a laboratory. Food regulators in Singapore recently approved the product, which was cooked up by a startup in San Francisco called Eat Just. The lab meat still has a long way to go until it's widely available, and we've got lots of questions for the company's CEO, Josh Tetrick. Josh, welcome.
Good to be here.
So, fair to say, I think, this is a pretty unusual product. What is this meat that you're trying to sell now in Singapore?
We call this cultivated meat or no-kill meat. And essentially what it is real chicken meat, high-quality chicken meat full of protein and the other nutrients you would expect in chicken without all the issues, without the deforestation, without the food safety risk, and without the animal welfare issues. And we take a single cell, we identify nutrients to feed that cell, and we can manufacture meat in a new and in a better way. And this whole process will start in Singapore, and we hope it'll catch on to the rest of the world.
So this product is very different than the plant-based meat alternatives that are hitting the market, because this actually is meat. This would not be for vegetarians.
Correct. It would be for vegetarians if philosophically they're not eating meat because they're concerned about the morality issues and the environmental issues. And this would definitely be for them. But I think your sentiment is right. This is for people who eat meat around the world. There are about 67 billion chickens that we consume every single year. And those chickens also consume a lot of food, a lot of soy and corn, which leads to a lot of deforestation. And we shouldn't have to deal with all that to have a chicken dinner with our families, right? Mm. We can have real high quality meat without killing an animal, without tearing down a forest, without exacerbating climate change, without increasing the probability of another zoonotic disease. And that's exactly what this is.
What can you tell us about how you actually do this inside the lab?
So if you think about how normal meat or conventional meat is made, you've got a whole bunch of chickens and they eat a whole lot of soy and corn. And then after about 40 days, we kill the chickens, we chop it up, and we eat it. What we do is we take the good part about that, which is the cell of a chicken, and we discard all the bad stuff. So we take a single cell from a chicken. We can get that from a biopsy, from a fresh piece of meat, from a cell bank. Then we identify nutrients to feed that cell. So think amino acids, other vitamins and minerals. And then we scale it up, or we actually manufacture the meat at scale in a piece of equipment called a bioreactor. And it's a culturing process that's not that dissimilar from how you might think about brewing beer. And then the end product is real high-quality chicken or beef or pork or whatever cell line that we're working on. And we're pretty excited about it.
My, oh my, does it taste the same?
It tastes like chicken. And sometimes people are a little bit disappointed when they try it, because I think they're thinking it's going to taste like super chicken, like it's going to be a better tasting chicken. So we often disappoint them when they try it. It's just chicken, because it is chicken. And as you said, it is distinct from a lot of the great plant-based products out there that are made with plant-based materials. The single ingredient here is chicken. So if you had a chicken allergy, you shouldn't eat our chicken bites or chicken nuggets. It's not for you.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say you're probably still years away from having this be widespread, maybe longer. But one of the issues you may be facing, and I don't know how to ask this question other than just to say, I'm a meat eater, and to be honest, my first reaction to this idea was physical, almost like, you know, that's not right. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who would need to get over some kind of an ick factor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, I think we have to acknowledge that. I can't put my head in the sand and pretend that everyone's going to hear this and say, all right, I'm hungry for that chicken. And I think it's our job to walk through the door that this regulatory approval has given us, to scale the product up, and to importantly talk to consumers openly about what it is. It's non-GMO. There's no engineering happening here. If you compare the microbiological content, E. coli, salmonella, et cetera, to conventional chicken, this is worlds better. It's important to be open with consumers about what conventional meat and conventional chicken looks like. So we're not living in a fantasy world when we're having our own chicken dinner, right? And it's our belief that that if we're open about it, if we don't try to hide the ball, if people ultimately see that this tastes as good or better, that it's significantly safer, ultimately it's more affordable, and the world just needs it. You know, we're taking the bet if we communicate in that way and we really let people into the process that in a handful of decades in the future, the majority of the chicken and the beef and the pork that we consume won't require killing a single animal.
A handful of decades. So these are the early days of meat grown in this way. Josh Tetrick, CEO of Eat Just, a company that has just recently gotten approval to start selling its meat grown in a lab.